If it's Monday, it is Annie Dugan joining us on the phone this morning. And boy, are we appreciating the arts more than we ever have. I suppose there are some people that are out there maybe doing math problems. Probably a lot of citizen scientists, though, are going out and doing citizen scientist-y stuff. But we're really leaning on books and music and television, theater, I guess, the theater of the box, and the movie screen. And we're kind of relying on the arts to get us through the tricky times. Right, Ms. Dugan?
Absolutely. I think there's hopefully one maybe small silver thread out of all of this is that when we look in the future, maybe arts funding won't be questioned quite so much. And maybe teachers, people won't say, why do teachers need summers off? I think those two things are hopefully going to be refrains that people, after this is all over, realize that, oh, maybe it's okay to have June, July, and August.
Well, and of course, most of the teachers that I know spend most of that time working on lesson prep and getting ready
Exactly.
My favorite meme, I think, on that subject has been a bunch of people are about to discover that the teacher was right about your kid.
Yeah.
With the idea that, So it is really kind of
interesting. It's a shared responsibility.
It is to be kind of special. Yes.
Yes, yes. But for sure, the arts are playing an incredibly important role in our mental health and our community health and how we are processing this and how we are finding solace and how we are, you know, just understanding it all. I mean, I think that we can not only look to artists creating now, but we can look to artists who have undergone crises in the past. I mean, this is not the first challenge that we as a globe have faced. And I think that it's important to realize that the human capacity for interpreting and understanding and reflecting on their reality is an incredibly powerful way of dealing with crises and challenges and times of uncertainty. And I think in our community, it's really amazing to see the kind of generosity that artists are sharing. I think of Sarah Brocky, who is an incredible artist. She has two kids at home that she is working with her partner on schooling. She's trying to continue as best she can, online learning for studio arts, if you can imagine that. And she's also sharing with the public through her social media creativity challenges. So she is sharing so much of her own creative spirit with others in ways that is really inspiring to see. So she's sharing her gifts and inspiring others to be able to process this through their own tools, whatever tools and means they have at home. Her creativity challenges are really a wonderful way of delving into your own creative processing of this all. So I am just so fortunate that we have her in our community. And then institutions are finding really imaginative ways of sharing with the public. So the Tweed Museum of Art, a couple years ago, they actually had to close the museum for 5 months. And what they did is they had Bill Shipley, who's an educator and artist in our community and an ambassador for the Tweed in a lot of different ways. And he would take, each week he would take a piece from the permanent collection and speak on the piece. And they're really wonderful, and they're putting them out on social media again during this time, since their museum is closed again now, to share with the public. And it's really fun to get his particular take on some of these pieces. And it's, you know, it's one of these things, I love watching these because I'm making a list of these favorites that I'm going to go back when the museum is open again, because I think it's important for us to have that hope that, you know, this is not going to be this might be the new normal for quite some time, but it's not going to be forever. And so we need to start to hope and think of things. I think for me personally, it helps me get through this to sort of make a list of, oh, I'm going to go see this at the Tweed. I'm going to see this at the Tweed. Their ceramics collection is really stunning, and Bill has really loved ceramics. So pay attention to those when you look through the Bill Shipley pieces on the permanent collection. The Indigenous Gift Shop, the Indigenous First Gift Shop at ACO, is doing curbside pickup. So you can go through. They have a virtual tour, so you can still shop from the comfort of your couch, and you can select pieces that you think. Because I think a lot of people are looking around their home and thinking, I need some art on these walls. I'm looking at these walls a lot more often, and maybe I need to support a local artist who's facing a difficult time because their streams of income have been affected. And so I can head over to Indigenous First Gift Shop online and see some. They have some really incredible Gie Clay prints, so there's some really reasonably priced items that you can put on your wall. And actually, I wanted to share a PSA on how to hang work. What is the correct measurement? And I will send you this formula. So people listening do not have to memorize.
Oh, wait, formula?
It.
No.
No. It's really easy.
Wait.
It's math.
Annie.
It's math.
Yes, you're mathing at me, and this is troubling. No, what I was hoping instead, people should know these things, but what I was hoping instead was for an Annie Dugan video.
I was hoping for a
video PSA
of
how to hang a work of art. You have a variety of helpers in a variety of sizes. You have a very tall helper.
I have a 2 foot and a 6 foot.
Exactly. And so you have a variety of helpers with a variety of skill levels. Now, I realize that Truman is busy preparing material for Tractor Talk with Truman, a regular feature, of course, of on Virtual Duluth. So he's busy with that. But I'm just thinking that a little tutorial, a video tutorial, would be so much more fun.
Okay. All right. You've convinced me. I have homework now.
Yes, you do.
Lisa has given me homework.
And
okay,
we'll have the link to that. We'll bring you the link to that as soon as it is available.
Excellent. Oh, and then one more thing. The Duluth Art Institute also has been doing some virtual tours. So Andy Measuresmith is an incredible artist in Minnesota, and does these really intricate layered patterns with, it sounds crazy, but with stickers and with go to the Duluth Art Institute and see it for yourself. He does a Q&A and a tour of his show and his work before we were sheltering in place. Amy Varsek hung his work in just an absolutely incredible way. So treat yourself to the Duluth Art Institute's tour of Andy Measuresmith as well. And I promise I will get you a video with math.
Well, okay, if you must. The other thing that I would be very curious about, and I think many people would appreciate, is a tutorial, or to perhaps include in this tutorial, not everybody's got a huge big piece of wall or a big piece of wall that they can dedicate to one thing. Many of us live in these older Duluth homes, and if we're going to put something up that we like, it may have to share space with something else. So how do you go about determining what might look good next to what? Do you want to make everything hang, everything oriented horizontally, or you want to mix? Or do you try to put things next to each other? Or how do you do that?
Well, and also, I mean, we have to consider that we have to get creative with our hanging materials as well. And I also want to recognize that not everybody has a hardware shop in their basement in order to frame stuff up. So there are ways to get work on the wall that doesn't, you don't have to have a perfectly framed piece to start looking at some visually interesting things on your wall.
Okay. So this is the kind of information that we here are hungry for. How, because like you say, we're looking at everything and going, when did this house fall apart and I didn't notice? How long have those cobwebs been there? So we're starting to look at the walls and definitely say there is room for improvement. So advice and ideas would be absolutely frabjous. I'm just saying.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I have homework and everybody else has homework. They can go to Indigenous First gift shop and look at things too and make things. Take Sarah Brocky's creativity challenge and then next week we'll tell you all how to hang it up.
Oh, it sounds like a plan, Stan. Annie, thanks a million. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan this morning, our regular host for Where's Art, a feature of Mondays here on KUMD.